next month, along with other first responding agencies. Audrain Ambulance District is going to do the Don't Text and Drive mock mass casualty training event. It will be August the 19th, Thursday night, from 6 p to 9 p. It will be done at the Mexico High School and their parking lot there. And it's an opportunity for the first responding agencies to get together and train. And it will be open to the public to be able to come up and watch. Their areas will be taped off. There will be officers there that will be directing traffic and things like that. You're more than welcome. Bring a lawn chair. It's several hours there. And just don't cross the yellow tape to get in the areas where it could potentially be dangerous. The whole idea of this is for our agencies to get together and to practice what we're going to do. And this one is going to be a large-scale accident event.
I understand. Do you have some of the high school students involved with
yes,
this?
Yes. Actually, to be honest with you, we do have. Little Dixie Fire is involved. They're going to be providing us with the vehicles and the things like that, as well as working with that. Of course, Mexico Public Safety, Audrain Sheriff's Department, Highway Patrol, EMS agencies that surround us, Martinsburg Fire. Of course, the school is going to, I think we've got a volunteer patients and things like that are going to happen. Our medical director, Dr. Stilley, will be there, and believe Dr. Dudley from the community hospital, Audrain Community Hospital, will also be up there to do that. So there'll be a lot of people around. We will be in uniform. You will see a lot of stuff like that. So if you have any questions, feel free to come up.
It's always a good exercise. I can remember back in my high school days, we won't say how many years ago that was, but that always kind of opened your eyes and
yes,
had a big impact.
It did, and that's one of the reasons why this was chosen. Back then, it was probably don't drink and drive.
Right.
And that still hasn't changed. But the reality is that we have a lot more people, checking their social media or their phones while driving, and that is a huge distraction and can take your eyes off the road, and you can travel quite a distance without even realizing it and cause a lot of issues in that regard.
No doubt about that. We'll keep our eye out for that, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page and kind
yes,
of promote that a little bit
yeah,
as well.
Yes.
Another thing I was going to talk to you about, you know, we're not too far removed from the 4th of July weekend, but I was kind of wondering how it was for the Audrain County Ambulance District. Did you see a lot of calls out there during that weekend?
There was no extra. It was pretty much the normal volume that we were expecting to see. You know, our call volume fluctuates on a daily basis and everything else, but it seemed to go pretty well. It was a wonderful weekend. It was beautiful weather, and people took the opportunity to get outside and enjoy that holiday safely, and it was a great, great time.
Well, that is good to hear for sure. One thing I did want to kind of talk to you a little bit about this morning, we're seeing reports that COVID-19 positive cases are on the rise in Audrain County by quite a bit. I didn't know if the ambulance district in particular was getting a lot of calls or many calls related to COVID-19 symptoms and how you guys handle that whenever you do get those calls.
Okay, well, for us, generally speaking, most of the patients we come in contact have not been tested, so we're not going to know that they have COVID-19 or anything along those lines. But whenever we are encountering individuals that have respiratory calls, and this time of year respiratory call difficulties will start to rise, people start having shortness of breath because of existing conditions that they have, then we add this pandemic on top, it's going to be very, very hard. So it will be increasing our precautions whenever we encounter individuals that have respiratory issues and those types of things, as well as changing the way that we perform some of our treatments and things, trying to reduce the chances of moving, you know, exposing things and creating and filtering and doing a lot more of those sorts of that stuff.
As far as the volume of calls, are you seeing a lot, or is it not too much, or how would you
classify that? Well, when I turn around and I look and compare, that's just someone going out on a call now.
Oh, I see.
But when I turn around and look and I compare to last year, mm-hmm, our actual call volume is up a little compared to last year and to 2019, but our ratio of what calls we go on has changed somewhat. We are not transporting quite as many as we used to. More often than not, people are asking us to come out, we check them out, and then they change their mind and decide either they're not going to go to the hospital or they're going to go by private vehicle or some other thing. So we have an increased number of what we would call dry runs, or we make contact with a patient, but we don't transport. And then some of them, when we do, at this point, it's still doing pretty good. We get the ones that wait a little longer. I think that's the same as what they were doing last year. They didn't, you know, with increasing numbers, you get a little concerned about going to a hospital where sick people are and potentially, am I going to be exposed? So they wait longer. And with some of these respiratory ones, you don't want to wait too long. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that if you have respiratory symptoms that you have COVID, but there is that potential. And as the numbers rise in the county, we are going to see more and more of them.
Absolutely. I know that we're in the dead heat of the summer right now, and it's only going to get hotter here in mid-Missouri. And while I have you here this morning, I was hoping that maybe you would give some tips about being out in the heat and, you know, don't be out in the heat too long, I think is the main thing, right?
Well, the big idea is to know, because heat's going to affect people differently. If you have certain conditions, you know, medical conditions, you're not going to tolerate the heat as well. If you are on certain medications, you are going to be dehydrated, you're not going to tolerate the heat as well. As we get older, we don't tolerate it that well, and younger ones that also have the very young and the very old, those are the ones that are going to be mostly affected. As we come up and we look, it's like this humidity and this stuff that comes into it. So the most important things is we need to stay hydrated. If you have certain conditions where you are such as congestive heart failure, where you may be told you shouldn't drink so much, you should be having a conversation with your doctor about, with this there, how much do I need to keep myself hydrated? And making sure that we're keeping hydrated, that we don't get that continuous thirsty feeling, which is a sign of dehydration. And then, of course, the heat itself. You know, as we hop into our vehicles, we're noticing you should be noticing that they're hotter now. Very quickly, they heat up compared to the temperature, and it doesn't have to get record temps. So leaving children, pets, and cars, heat stroke is a major issue, and you will start seeing that on the news. They will talk about these incidences that are occurring where we've had those situations, and they are very much life-threatening. You know, and as the temperature gets a little bit higher, that those fans don't work quite so as well, and with the humidity in this state and how it gets up there, our ability to get rid of heat from the body drops, and so therefore being able to find places to have AC and to stay hydrated, stay out of the heat in the hottest parts of the day. And remember, you know, with daylight savings, it's a little bit, the times are pushed back, so you know, we're talking 1 to 4 and like that, and making sure we have the sunscreen, looking at the level of exertion that we do. The hottest part of the day is not the time to be doing a massive heavy workout. Try to do that earlier or later in the day. When you talk about our event, mass casualty event in August is really, really hot. So even though it's 6 to 9 o'clock at night when temperatures are a little down, hydration is still going to be a big thing to be watchful and to be mindful. Be in touch with how we feel and stuff like that, and recognize the symptoms. You know, the feeling of thirst, the dizziness, the nausea, the vomiting that can come along with it. The drinks shouldn't be really, really cold. When they get really, really cold, if you take really, really cold drinks when you're hot, you should be just sipping. If you're really dehydrated, you want to be able to drink a little more than just sips. More room temperature, which is not necessarily the way we like to drink our drinks.
Right. I was going to ask you too specifically about drinks. Is water the best thing to hydrate with?
They will tell you water is the best things to hydrate, and they'll mention that, you know, caffeine and loaded sugar and things like that can affect to some extent hydration. Of course, alcohol is not generally a good way to hydrate. Making sure we drink plenty of water and other juices and things like that can help us stay on that hydration.
Gatorade probably pretty good for you.
Gatorade is pretty good. Yeah. All right. Just ice cold is not necessarily the best, especially if you're going to be drinking down large volumes of it in the heat.
Totally get that. Anything else that you want to talk about here this morning that you guys have going on over there? We kind of covered everything.
I don't know. I'm not sure if you have any more questions for me or not.
Well, I think that we're good as far as that goes, but I certainly appreciate you coming in and hope to have you in again sometime soon, and we'll catch back up with you.
I would look forward to doing that again, Matt.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great summer, and thanks for your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again sometime soon.
Okay. Thank you. All right.